So we're spending $250,000 on podcasts in Memphis and Shelby County. I've got more information on the shadiness of these podcasts coming up as the Shelby County Commission voted to waste a whole bunch of your money tomorrow. Or I'd say they voted yesterday to waste a whole bunch of your money. An insane amount of money they are wasting on this podcast. This comes after the city of Memphis is wasting money on these podcasts. We're talking almost $250,000. Don't worry. While they're wasting your money, we still have massive problems with crime. We still have police officers that desperately need to be hired. So we will do our heinous Memphis crime report for August the 27th, 2019. Diaz, go ahead and hit it. Number one. Oh, that was not that. Diaz, come on now. That's not what they sound like in Memphis. Thank you. Thieves rob a pharmaceutical wholesale distributor in Cordova. Fox 13 spoke to the owner, and no controlled substances were taken. Only $50 worth of blood pressure medicine was stolen. The owner told Fox 13 that all controlled substances in the area are locked safe, and thieves never got inside that part of the facility. Yet, two suspects were caught on surveillance video breaking into a pharmaceutical wholesaler. Investigators say they got away with a stash of drugs. It happened at Tyler Pharmaceuticals. The crooks wore masks to hide their faces and gloves so they didn't leave any fingerprints. Investigators said they used a crowbar to break into the front door. According to its website, Tyler Pharmaceuticals is a DEA-licensed wholesale distributor providing an array of FDA-approved generic and branded pharmaceuticals. The police did not give any details about the type of drugs or amount stolen, but an addiction specialist said they believe the thieves must have been looking for opioids. They're definitely going after the opioids. A therapist with Turning Point Recovery said they're going after the stimulants and the sedatives. You get addicted. You're addicted, Weddington said. And every walking moment of your day in your life, you're thinking about how I can get the drug of choice. Companies like Walgreens have installed safes to better secure their prescription drugs after a number of break-ins and retail pharmacies around the city a few years ago. But this time, the crooks targeted a wholesaler, thinking they could get away with it. If you know anything about this robbery or these addicts, I'm guessing, you can call 528-CASH, 528-CASH. Number two, a man has been fatally shot again in Whitehaven, and the suspect is on the run. A man was found dead in Whitehaven. Memphis police responded to a shooting in the 100 block of Wesley Forest Drive. According to authorities, the suspect responsible was possibly occupying a small four-door white sedan with tinted windows and black rims. Police said the suspect was last seen traveling southbound. They say it's an ongoing investigation. If you know anything about this, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 528-CASH. Wonder if they're going to talk about these crimes on the Memphis podcast that you guys are paying $600 a minute for them to produce. Talk about that in a moment as well. Number three. Two injured in a shooting on Carver Avenue. Police are investigating a shooting from this morning near Peterson Avenue and Castilla Street. Officers responded to the shooting on Carver Avenue around 10 a.m. Police say not one but two female victims were taken to the hospital, one of them in critical condition with a gunshot wound. The other was grazed by a bullet. Police say the male suspect drove off in a brown vehicle. If you know anything about this, you're encouraged to call Crime Stoppers at 528-CASH. If you'd like, call the mayor of Memphis and ask him why he signed off on spending more than $100,000 of your money. More than $100,000 of your money. He approved it. His signature's on it for a podcast in Memphis instead of actually hiring the police officers we need on the streets. You're more than welcome to. You can call them 528. All right, what's the number again? 636-6000. There we go, Diaz. 636-6000. You can call the mayor of Memphis, ask him about this new podcast, because we've been, this podcast, they did four of them last year, and you paid over $100,000 for these podcasts. You can talk to him about being the mayor of the third most dangerous city in America as well. By the way, he is not like it when you guys call him and ask questions, just so you know. All right, number four. Another construction worker has been robbed in broad daylight off of a busy Midtown street. A construction worker was robbed in broad daylight on a very busy Midtown street. Police need your help identifying the robbers. The recently cleared lot is quite visible from Union Avenue and not far from a police precinct on Union Avenue. But that didn't stop two people from holding up a man at gunpoint in the middle of the afternoon. He was working on construction. An employee at the nearby Metro PCS said he was just coming down the ladder, and as soon as he hit the ground, that is when they came up and put the gun to him. The employee said the crime happened around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The victim came running into her store for help. They told him, "I want everything. Give me everything or you're going to die. We are going to shoot you." Cameras at a fast food restaurant captured pictures of the suspects behind the building and a black Infiniti they were driving. Police said the robbers left the man's work van. The store employee said they also took his wallet and phone. Quote, "This is supposed to be Midtown. It's supposed to be a safe area," the employee said. "Trust me, it's not. Look at the crime stats in your area, and I promise you it'll freak you out." She said, "This doesn't happen all the time." It actually does, just not on Union Avenue. It's usually on side streets. Hunter Jocko was working on a billboard by the building. He said he thought the area was safe, too. But after hearing about what happened, he will be watching his back. Quote, "It makes me nervous to come back, but it is what it is. You've got to work." He's hoping police find the people responsible. The robbery happened on August 2nd, but police just released the information. Police said the suspect's vehicle is an older black Infiniti 135 with a temporary Tennessee tag in the rear window. The victim's van was recovered. Anyone with information about this crime is asked to call Crime Stoppers 528-CASH. I am wondering why it took us to get this information released from August 2nd till August the 27th. I think that's a fair question to ask. Number five. So Shelby County Commission has approved $15 minimum wage for government employees and a six-figure podcast. I'm just going to tell you that when I tell you about what the real problems are in Memphis. A man was hit in the back of the head with a cookie jar, robbed with carving knife by two women. These women look like they're real fun. We have mugshots of them. Two women were arrested and charged with aggravated robbery after they stole from a man they were hanging out with. LaTanya Fully Love and Evelyn Anderson were at the victim's house on August 26th. The victim fell asleep, and when he woke up, he saw Anderson shooting up an unknown drug, according to court records. He tried to force the duo out of his house, but Anderson grabbed a cookie jar and struck him in the back of the head with it. He was hit so hard he started bleeding and would eventually need to get stitches. Fully Love then took a large carving knife and forced it to his throat, police said. Hundreds of dollars in cash, designer glasses, and his keys, car keys, were stolen. Officers were notified about the crime when the duo called the police. Said there was an attempted criminal assault that occurred at the house, court records show. However, officers talked to the victim and they decided, yeah, we're going to arrest both women. Can't make that up, can you? Number six. A man's been rushed to the hospital after a shooting near Memphis gas station. Man rushed to the hospital in critical condition after a shooting. According to Memphis police, the shooting happened around 5:45 on Monday night at the 400 block of Jackson Avenue. Investigators said the victim, who has not yet been identified, was taken to the Regional 1 in critical condition. MPD officers have not released any information regarding the suspected shooter, and the details surrounding the shooting are still unclear. But we do know there is no suspect information. If you do know anything about this shooting that took place at that Jackson Food Mart, Valero gas station, broad daylight, again, another man rushed to the hospital after a shooting. You're encouraged to call Crime Stoppers 528-CASH. If you'd like to call the mayor of Memphis, ask him what the hell he's doing with his job, you're more than welcome to do that. His number is 636-6000, 636-6000, 636-6000. Online at mayormemphistn.gov. You can email the mayor, mayor@memphistn.gov, mayor@memphistn.gov. It is your heinous Memphis crime report. Don't worry, we've got a six-figure podcast, though, so that's good news for the city of Memphis that you're paying for. We got more information on that podcast to tell you about in a moment. Take a quick break. We'll come back. Much more. The heinous Memphis crime report on the Ben Ferguson Show, 600 WREC and 92.1 FM. All right, welcome back. It is the Ben Ferguson Show. Nice to have you with us this afternoon as we are doing our Memphis Crime Report. These are the crimes that were committed and or reported in the last 21 hours. Since the show ended yesterday, if you would like to call the mayor of Memphis and tell him what you think about crime in Memphis and his lack of action on crime in Memphis, you're more than welcome to do that. You can call the mayor of Memphis, 636-6000. 636-6000 are online, mayormemphistn.gov. You can email the mayor of Memphis and tell him what you think about crime here in Memphis. Now, this all coming as we found out that the city of Memphis is spending six figures for a podcast. What's even more amazing about the podcast is one of those podcasts is for recruiting police officers. Who's hosting the podcast is even more crazy. There's your tease. You're not going to believe the criminal history of the person hosting the podcast. I'll have that for you, and this isn't a joke. It's real in a moment. But let's get back to the heinous Memphis crime report. Diaz, go ahead and hit it. What number are we on now, Diaz? Number seven. Another man has been critically injured in another shooting in Nutbush. A man was taken to the hospital in critical condition following a shooting in the 400 block of Jackson in Nutbush Monday night, Memphis police said. The victim was taken to the med. No arrests have been made. If you know anything about this shooting, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 528-CASH. Number eight. All right, I want you to really think about this one. And I want you to think about the beginning of school, and I want you to think about these kids. You know, people ask me, why are you doing this Memphis crime report? I'm doing it for all these victims. And it's time that we start dealing with reality and not just look the other way. We have a huge, massive crime problem. We have a mayor and a city councilor who's refusing to deal with that crime problem. They're pretty much worthless. I want you to imagine if this was your kid and what I'm about to tell you. A student has been hospitalized, families say, after he was attacked by a gang outside of Overton High School. An alleged gang initiation at a local high school left one teen hospitalized and another suspended for the rest of the year. Just a few days into the school year, students say a local gang set up shop outside of Overton High School. Students say some of the members attend the school, and all of them have bad intentions. They allegedly targeted two young students last week, which led to a vicious assault. The attack left Lavester McLean hospitalized with numerous injuries. The injuries were so bad, they included a broken jaw. They tried to. It just brings me to tears. They aren't going with what they said, so they decided to beat them up, is what McLean's grandmother, Ruthie Tuggle, said. It makes me sad. I hate that I'm a Memphian, really. I've been in Memphis all my life. I went to the Army from there. And from then, to just sweep this under the rug like this, it's sad, McLean's father, Sylvester McLean Sr., said. McLean is recovering and will continue school not in Memphis, but in Texas. He's made up his mind. He said Memphis is getting out of hand. He's scared to death, Tuggle said. I want you to think about this. It's a child who is saying this. A child who said Memphis is getting out of hand. He's scared to death. Mardraco Isom, who says he tried to help McLean, has been suspended for a year for his role in the fight. His family says he's unsure what the future holds now that he's been suspended. He was defending himself. 20 people are on top of him, so why is he getting suspended? Isom's father, Rick Chilis, said. After classes let out at Overton High School on Monday, we noticed a group of what appeared to be students hanging around unsupervised. We witnessed some students throwing what appeared to be gang signs and flashing money. All this happened as law enforcement sat nearby. Shelby County Schools has been forced to release a statement saying, quote, we are aware of an off-campus fight involving several overnight school students. It occurred about a half hour after class dismissed last Thursday. The matter has been investigated, and the students involved were disciplined in accordance with board policy. There is no evidence that this incident was gang-related. However, in response to parents' concerns, the school is working proactively with the district safety and security team to conduct gang prevention awareness for the students. I'll let you decide who you believe here. The kid who's actually got the crap beat out of his jaw broken and the other people around there, or the school, the Shelby County Schools, who many believe are sweeping this under the rug. I'll let you decide. I'm going with the kid whose jaw's broken. He's now going to school because he's so scared to go to school in Memphis now in Texas. And that is your Memphis Crime Report for August the 27th, 2019. Hey, want to talk to you real quick about John Quinn and the John Quinn home selling team. You've heard me talk about John Quinn for years. John Quinn is the number one REMAX agent in Memphis and has been every single year since 2008, more than a decade straight. There have been good years and there have been really bad years in the market. So what I want you to do is call the number one REMAX agent in Memphis. Use my name, Ben, when you call. They'll come out and give you a free home evaluation so you can find out exactly how much your home is worth on the market today. There's one other thing here that people need to know, and that is they have a guaranteed contract program right now at John Quinn. They guarantee to get your home under contract in 59 days or less. That's right, 59 days or less. And if they don't, they will actually sell your home for free. That's right. Then a single dime will go to John Quinn, the John Quinn home selling team, if they don't get your home under contract in 59 days or less. Call John Quinn. Use my name, Ben. And they'll come out and give you a free home evaluation. Again, how nice is this? You know that they're going to get your home under contract in 59 days or less. If they don't, they're going to sell your home for free. Call John Quinn. The number is 685-6000. 685-6000. 685-6000. Or online at John Quinn Team. That's JohnQuinnTeam.com. I'm out of time, my friends. Been great being with you. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Mark Levin coming up next.